Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Our Friday Entertainment Report now, Cindy Perlman for Dean Richards out there in Las Vegas. Good morning, Cindy. Bewitched fans are wiggling their nose at the moment, aren't they?
Happy holidays, Bob, and yes, Bewitched, that great show that I used to use to not walk to school on time on at 8:30 in the morning, but it's back, and it's going to be a TV series again. Sony is revamping the classic sitcom and sort of ignoring that boring Nicole Kidman movie of a few years ago, and they want to do it for the small screen again, but the tone's a little different, a little bit more rom-com for Bewitched, about the witch and the human who fall in love. This time, they really have to convince the parents that they're right for each other, while also dealing with cultural clashes and, you know, the fact that she's a witch. And we don't know who's going to play Dr. Bombay.
And we don't know when and what channel yet, do we?
We don't know when or what channel. Very early stages of development, but it's just one of those properties that never goes away.
We know about the next project for Tom Cruise. This is a comedy, is that right?
We finally know, Bob, because there was a lot of mystery around this movie he's starring in called Digger for director Alejandro González Iñárritu, and he's an amazing director, so everyone was very curious. Yesterday, the first posters went up, along with a teaser, describing it as a, quote, a comedy of catastrophic proportions. Finally, we know now also Cruise plays Digger Rockwell, the most powerful man in the world who embarks on a frantic mission to prove that he is humanity's savior before the disaster of all times unleashed. So it sounds pretty good. It sounds like one of these end of the world things, and who else but Tom Cruise to save us?
Yeah, and that is next year, right?
Next, October 2nd, and the poster's fun, too. It's Tom Cruise in cowboy boots dancing next to a shovel, so who knows what this means.
Pete Davidson's passing out cigars, isn't he?
You know, in a week they could use some good news. This is such beautiful news. Pete Davidson's a dad for the first time, and if you go over to Instagram, there are the cutest photos of him with this little baby peanut of a girl. He had a daughter yesterday with his girlfriend, Elise Hewitt. And lovely name, Scotty Rose Hewitt Davidson. And the Scotty's a tribute to his dad, Scott. He was the New York firefighter who lost his life fighting on September 11th. So Pete's always talked about his dad, how close they were, and named his first baby after him.
And that's nice. And the death of Anthony Geary, a big one for the soap opera world. I know you were a fan, Cindy.
I was not only a fan, Bob, but my mom called in at Wheeling High School for 2 days straight. I got to stay home for the wedding of Luke and Laura. Now, is that a cool mom or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope no one's listening, though. This is still on my permanent record. I think she said I was sick. But Anthony Geary sadly played Luke, which was amazing for all those years. One of the big soap opera power couples. And he really elevated the genre. He approached it like he was a serious movie actor and a very serious genre. And Laura, Jeannie Francis, came out this week saying that he ruined leading men for her for forever. There was never a leading man that measured up to him. And then she wrote Good Night, Sweet Prince, a beautiful trip. There's lots of loving tributes from soap stars all over the internet right now.
That wedding at General Hospital, everybody was watching that. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas and originally from the Chicago area. We thank you for filling in this morning, and I hope you have a great holiday, Cindy.
You too, Bob. Thank you.